Hi there, it's Annie again, and it is 4:32 a.m., and I guess today on our little tiny talks, I want to talk about how sometimes the tiniest things can make the biggest difference in your life, which, I mean, everyone talks about, everyone knows these small little significant details, but sometimes it's good to just sit around and remember them, I guess, so... For a lot of you who might see this, I am a writer. So I do things like wake up early in the morning and sit down and write, or no, I haven't done that lately, or just grab out a pen and pencil and start sketching out a character or a little bit of a story idea. I have so many story ideas. And when I was little, such a tiny, tiny little girl, I used to play this little game called Moshi Monsters. And at the time, I was 12. And at 12, it was not cool to play Moshi Monsters. But in my defense, Moshi Monsters was one of the only things that loaded on our internet without taking 7 years. And Moshi Monsters, I already knew how to play, so I didn't want to learn how to play a different game. I'd gotten into the game the year before when I was 11, so I had a good time. And there's a little form there called the Imagination Station, EYEMAGINATION STATION, Imagination Station. And I thought it was the cutest thing, and we did a lot of writing there. Not like actual writing, but we would sit down and we were just like, alright, let's role play. And at the time, it wasn't anything big. It was just, alright, I'm gonna role play with some of my friends. And the first little character I ever really remember creating was this wolf, vampire, human, wizard hybrid. And her name was Luna. And the reason why I chose Luna is because originally she was just a wolf, because she was in a kind of like a Wildcats roleplay. I'm not certain if that's the right name. Wildcats, it was based off this little series of books where cats, like regular human cats, had interesting lives in their own clans in the forest, and they would leave their human homes to go and live in the forest and be forest cats who had clans that attacked one another. And I had read the book in my class that year, and I really liked it. I was in 6th grade, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna roleplay. So I would roleplay with Luna, and honestly, I don't remember any of the roleplays I did with her. I guess that's kind of how, like, insignificant they were at the time. I didn't think they were important. Why should I try to remember them? It was just me goofing off with a bunch of friends. They would go to a different city, and our characters would be attacked by vampires, which is how she turned into a vampire. And then in one roleplay, it was about wizards, and I didn't want to create a new character, so I just kind of kept her and kept adding on to her. And oddly enough, she became the most important character I've ever written, because that character inspired a lot of other roleplays, but also she inspired one of my best story ideas, which was about a girl who at the time was still named Luna, and she was a wizard Darien. And I guess it was just this kind of tiny idea that a wizardarian was someone who contained an inordinate amount of magic, like a crazy amount of magic, because everyone else in the world can only contain so much, so someone has to contain all of it to keep the, you know, the magic levels good. And it was supposed to go to her older brother, Andrew, but when he was 5, she was 3, and she picked up magic before he did, because he didn't pick up magic until he was 6, and she picked it up when he was 3. Or when she picked it up when she was 3, when he was 5. And so she became the Wizardarian, because whoever gets the magic first keeps it. And he was always really upset about that, so he left her life, and she grew up in an asylum. And she didn't know how to use magic, she didn't know how to do anything, and it was really weird. And she ended up getting adopted by one character whose name was Jane. And Jane was this vampire who hunted vampires for a living because she hated being a vampire because she was like a born vampire, so she didn't have a choice against it. And I don't know, it was kind of silly at the time, but like I call her Jane Day, and she's a crazy twin sister named Music Day who I never think about because why would I think about the crazy sister? Of course not. And, I mean, she wasn't even crazy. I called her that because I was young, and I thought it made sense to have someone who was wild and spunky be considered crazy. And, I mean, that was really wrong of me, but I'm not here to make amends. I'm just here to tell a little story. So, anyways, Jane was a cool character, and so I used her for a couple role plays. And at the time, my best friend apparently was also into Motion Monsters, but she had never gone onto that forum. She stayed on another forum, where apparently they also had role plays, and I didn't know about the other forum, so it was kind of funny, actually. And I was just like, hey, come over to my forum. And so she did, and she really enjoyed it, and she ended up staying there, and but basically, she had this character whose name was Pierce, and he was also a vampire hunter, but he was a human who had been turned vampire thousands of years ago and spent the rest of his life hunting vampires down and killing them. And so, obviously, our two vampire hunters would attack one another because they would only see the vampire and not the vampire hunter, but they ended up, like, they would never kill each other. They would just attack each other and then be like, well, you need to go. And then they would stalk off. And then eventually they fell in love. And I guess this is a weird roundabout story to get to the fact that later, my best friend Katie and I would have a lot of characters. And we often went back to these three main ones, Jane, Pierce, Luna. We came up with this huge story, and we put all of them in it, and it was our story, and we would roleplay it together, and eventually, we kind of fell in love over our love for stories and everything, but that, it was fun to us, because it was writing, and it was friendship, and I don't know, it's kind of weird to think that if I had never made Luna, I would have never really bonded with Katie in that way. I would never have known how much I enjoyed role-playing. I mean, maybe there would be another part of my life where that happened, but I don't know, because I didn't get into a lot of things as a kid. I mean, I liked reading, but I didn't like reading a lot of stuff. I only liked reading my own books. I didn't like school. I didn't like dealing with people, and I especially thought writers were weird and crazy and insane, and I heard all these awful stories, and I thought insane and crazy were bad words at the time, because, you know, anything that's not neurotypical was awful, and I just had all these negative views, but I was able to create a character who I really still love her, even though she's nothing like that now, and I guess I was able to meet and really understand more of my fiancé, because, like, we had known each other back then, we were friends, but we didn't really have something broad to connect on, but when it came to writing, we were able to start talking every day, messaging each other, role-playing, and just getting into it. And it's weird to think that such a tiny little change in my life, that little things that built up. I continued to play Motion Monsters. I got into writing role-play things. I wrote about werewolf, vampire, oracle hybrids, and then now, I'm a writer. I spend my day writing. I mean, I've never been published, but what's publishing? Blah, blah. You know, I don't know. I guess it's all the little tiny things that can add up to something big in your life. And I mean, a lot of people talk about how they began writing and how they got into writing or how they met someone, and it's always some big, important story. And I think those stories are great. You need big, important stories in your life. You need big, important things and important matters, but you also need sometimes just a little tiny thing that builds, and that little tiny thing will become really significant to you. And it's okay if you don't remember all the little tiny details. Like, I don't remember the majority of what I wrote with Luna, but I remember her, and I remember how it made me feel, and those little things are really important. So, this ended up a bit longer of a talk than I expected. I apologize for that. Anyways, as always, I love you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope all the little things in your life lead to something amazing. And I said, goodbye.